So with regards to the one node positive patients, is it fair in current times to class the 1-3 node positive patients as one prognostic group? In an era of molecular genotyping and individualisation of patient treatments. Also, large case series have shown patients with one node involved to have similar good outcomes to pathologically node-negative patients in terms of survival compared to higher nodal burdens. Can this be applied to regional recurrence? And also, the clinically node-negative one node-positive patients on sampling are not dissimilar to the sentinel node biopsy-positive patients of today. In the Z11 trial, one node positive status was the most common nodal status. And up to 2/3 of patients with an involved sentinel node will have no further nodes involved on surgical clearance.